The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands and put my finger in the mark of the nails and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in his name. The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. I've said this a lot in the past week after Easter, that we spend as Episcopalians so much time here during Holy Week, leading up to Good Friday and leading up to Easter. And then it's really like, "We'll see you next week. It'll be great. Bye. Have a good one." And there's actually so much scripture that talks about those days right after Jesus was raised from the dead and all the things that happened. And this is one of them. If we've been around a while, we know the story of Thomas, doubting Thomas. And it's often preached when we talk about Thomas that, you know, see, doubt is part of human nature. And it is. Don't hear me say it's not. But I've been struck again and again and again in the past week by a different part of this passage that we read. The very beginning starts us off. And let's set the stage. The disciples are in what they think is the upper room, right? But the door's locked. I can picture it. They're afraid of the Jews right now. So the blinds are drawn. They're kind of hiding out. They've heard whispers that he wasn't there, that he was raised from the dead. But, you know, just in case we're not totally sure what any of that means, they're locked in there. Because it's scary. What could happen? The consequences are still to be determined. It's an unknown entity, and they're afraid. They're anxious. There's fear in that. And here's how Jesus opens it. He appears. The door is locked, and he appears in the room with the disciples. And the very first thing he says to them is, "Peace be with you. Peace be with you." We hear that phrase in and of itself three more times just in this gospel passage alone. This repetition of "peace be with you" every time Jesus appears. Yes, you could argue in different gospels that it's because they think he's a ghost at some points. Yes, you could argue it's because if the door was locked and an extra person suddenly appeared in your house, what would you think? You can argue all of these things, but I think there's something deeper happening here. Jesus isn't accidental. He's not coincidental either. He's actually very, very particular And every time he appears to his beloveds, his disciples, those whom he loves, he says, "Peace be with you." On Easter Sunday, we had a bunch of people here, and it was a glorious celebratory day. And one of my many roles here at All Saints is the preschool chaplain. Now, I'll confess to y'all, when I do chapel on Wednesday mornings, I don't normally have all the vestments. Y'all are used to seeing me in them, but four-year-olds are not. They're not. I'm usually in a blazer, got my collar, I've got my work stuff on, but no vestments. And there were so many little tiny ones that as they came up for communion, my spot at 11:15 was in the chapel. You exit, y'all know, we do communion here, and you exit through this side, and they'd come over, and they'd look at me. That, you know, the little kid, the four-year-old look, where they're kind of looking you out of the side of their eye, and they're like, "I recognize you, but I'm also kind of stressed, and I'm going to get really close to Mom, but then I'm going to lean close." And I spent a lot of time crouching down and going, and their parents going, "It's Rev Lowe," and I'm like, "Hi, it's me." And they're like, "You look different." And I'm like, "Yeah. Fair." I get the sense that every time Jesus greeted his disciples, it was a little bit like that. "Peace be with you. It's me, guys. You know me. You recognize me." And I think it says a lot about the human condition, the place that we find the disciples in on that day. Because here's the thing, the good news had happened. Jesus had been raised from the dead, defeating death forever. And yet the disciples were still afraid. They were still anxious. There was still a lot of uncertainty in them. How true is that for us? We know the good news that Jesus has been raised from the dead. And life is still scary. We still get really anxious. We still don't understand all that God's doing. And so he greets us just the same way. "Peace be with you." It's one of my favorite things that we say every week. As Episcopalians, we don't just say, "The peace of the Lord be always with you," because it's a nice thing to say. We'll joke often that it's holy halftime, right? Get up, stretch, say hi to your neighbor. But there's a reason for that. Because Jesus himself greets us, just like he did his disciples, with peace. So even in those moments where we're afraid, where we don't know where to look for answers, where we're anxious, where our lives feel messy, where we come to him and say, "This isn't a beautiful prayer. Actually, it's kind of just a spillage of words." He still greets us the same way. "Peace be with you." And just like the gospel tonight ended, it's so that we could believe in him. That otherworldly, everlasting peace that settles on our souls, even in the midst of chaos, is from him and him alone. Amen.